escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Business.
Are you serious?
I kid you not. Venus Flytrap.
I don't think you're the only one.
Dr. Johnny Fever. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Lonnie Anderson died over the weekend at the age of 79. I did not realize that that show was only on the air for four seasons. I thought it was longer than that. 78 to 82.
I would not have known either, but I'm going to tell you this. My parents were fans. They watched some. But I think people think that everyone who ended up in radio, that's like the best show of all time, and they watched all of them. In a way that when The Newsroom came out with Jeff Daniels, mm-hmm. I did not watch that. That was critically acclaimed. Everyone in America loved The Newsroom. I hated it.
And did you ever get into news radio with Joe Rogan?
I watched some of news radio, but those
Phil
shows
Hartman.
Were all before my time.
Well, but no,
in radio.
But no, well, yeah, before your time in radio, but not before your time in journalism, because news radio was a big hit back in the late 1990s, if I'm
not
mistaken.
Late 90s, I watched that some. But when I think of WKRP in Cincinnati, I don't think of my career. I think of my mom and dad and how much they loved watching those shows.
I remember watching that show and thinking to myself, man, radio looks fun.
I think the characters were pretty well written for the time.
Yes. And by the way, it was based on the I was reading about this earlier today. I did a deep dive on WKRP, and the person who created the show based it off of a real live radio station in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And a lot of the main characters, Venus Flytrap, Johnny Fever, were based off of real disc jockeys in Atlanta.
I don't know that we would want someone based off of us in any way, shape, or form.
Well, no. How was the weekend?
Well, I don't know, Scott. How was your weekend?
So,
I'm so excited. I am so excited for you.
Friday afternoon, in the middle of the show, I get a text from Tasha. And there's this dog in Leavenworth.
Yep.
At Hope Rescue in Leavenworth.
Yep.
The dog's name.
We'll get to that in a minute. Come back to that part of the story.
All right. Anyway. I read this story about this dog and, you know, she's 4 years old. Those 4 years probably have not been her best on the planet. And no pun intended, I have a huge heart for the underdog.
Yeah.
And somebody who's been through a lot and still managed to survive. And I just, during a commercial break on Friday, I wrote to Tasha, I just said, if you want to go take a look, we can go take a look. I'm not buying what she's selling yet. I'm not in. Saturday afternoon, we drive up to Leavenworth. And, I mean, this is a really small shelter.
Yeah.
This is not Wayside Waves. This ain't KC Pet Project. This is a small shelter in downtown Leavenworth. And this young lady brings out, well, she's not young, but middle-aged lady, brings out this dog, and we're sitting on the front porch of this shelter, and she was just so happy to have somebody give her some attention.
Yeah.
And we spent probably like 15, 20 minutes with the dog, and I finally looked at T and I said, I think this is it. And we did the paperwork. We paid a couple bucks.
Brought her home.
Next thing I know, I didn't get a dog. I got a shadow. This dog.
She loves Scott Parks.
Oh, my God.
And you guys, they sent me a photo over the weekend, and Scott is trying to sit down on the patio furniture outside, and she is standing on him.
Mm-hmm. She's a great dog. And we went on two walks this morning.
I knew
and
it.
We're very happy.
This is going to be so good for you and the whole family, Scott. And she, when she walked into the house, was she like, "This is home"? Did she just make herself at home?
She walked around like, "You got to be kidding me! This is not happening." And so we got to get her up.
Is she trained?
Oh yeah, I mean she's potty trained.
Good.
We're going to have to work on some commands.
Yeah.
Let's just say that she doesn't understand the boundaries of a yard.
Got it.
And likes to go into other people's. And when I say, "Hey, come here. She's dumb, but yeah. I love that about her. And she's very affectionate. We got to get her out of the bed.
It's over. She's already in your bed.
Oh man.
It's over.
And, no, but we're really happy. She's very good. She's very calm.
Very sweet.
Very sweet. And reminds me a lot of Stella.
Her personality.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And I said to Tasha yesterday, we were sitting on the front porch, and we're just hanging out. And I said, I kind of feel guilty. And she goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "I feel like I'm cheating on Stella." And she said, "Oh, no. You need to get that out of your head right now." And I said, "Really?" And she goes, "Stella would want you to get another dog.
To rescue another dog."
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now let's talk about the name. We're going to have the conversation.
Okay.
I almost called you over the weekend, and I thought, no, I'm going to let them have their 48 hours, bask in the joy that this is happening, and you have a new member of your family. But it's a topic, and I'm going to give out the phone number right now, 913-586-7798. Do you change a shelter dog's name? Because Scott, when he told me her name, I've been laughing for 2 days.
Her name is Maya.
Your daughter's name is Maya.
My youngest daughter's name is Maya, and that's the same name as the dog.
So let me just ask you.
So there's two Maya Parkses right now.
Well, correct. I love that you got the dog in Leavenworth. That's a nod to your dad. I think the fact that this dog that wanted to be rescued, Maya, is a nod to your family. Why not, in a nod to your dad and her former name, just go with May? Because your dad was Mayo.
Yeah.
You got her in Leavenworth.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know that you can have Maya your daughter and then Maya your dog. It's sort of like when you get married, there are certain names for babies that are off limits. Like, you know, any ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, those names generally are out, right?
Yeah, I don't think I dated a Sarah before. No, I didn't. I would say those names are out. I will say this, though. We called the human Maya Parks yesterday in Warrensburg and told her about the dog. And I said, "Her name is Maya. Do you have a problem with that?" And the original Maya Parks said that she did not have a problem with the dog being named Maya Parks.
But the dog, you have said in the sweetest way, is, you know, she's kind of dirt. Yeah. You know, there are some dogs, you could call her Laptop, and she would come to that because she's so excited that you are in her life. And so I would say this, it's been 48 hours.
Yeah.
If you're going to have like a family conversation about it, now is the time that you would make that change.
So I called a friend of mine yesterday in California who is she's very into dog things. I mean, she has like 8 Dalmatians.
Yeah. Wow.
She has a lot. And she goes, that's the rescue name.
I agree.
And she goes, "You need to change that right away."
Our cat came as Dragon Fruit. Let me tell you, from the shelter, yeah. Dragon Fruit. We did not keep that name.
Although when I was introducing Temporary Maya to the Meads this morning, she did come to the name Maya.
So I would pick something that's maybe two syllables and has a harder first syllable in that wheelhouse. She will never know the difference, Scott. I promise you that.
Do you think it's insulting to have a dog the same name as your daughter?
I think it's confusing. And then when you're barking at the dog like, Maya, and if your daughter is around, which she will be, specifically over the summer, there's going to be some confusion there. So,
Maya, eat your food.
Right. Maya.
Dad, I already ate.
You know, if it was someone that, like, you sort of knew, like, let's say the dog came as Dana. Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I would probably lean right into that, Scott. That would just be funny because I'm not at your house. But your daughter is going to be there.
What if I did name the dog Dana?
I'd crack up. I think it would be fine. But you could also go with May, which is sort of like Maya, and a nod to your dad that's Mayo. But, you know, maybe you have Maya and Sarah over, and you do like a family game night, and it will come to you. The name will come to you.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Logan Weber filling in today for Sam. He is in the Upper Peninsula. He's back a week from today. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, the Parks family grew over the weekend. We got another Maya. Marvin in Buckner. Marvin, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, love the show, you guys.
Aw, thank you.
It's an idea. You can throw an R in there and name it Myra.
Myra.
Oh, Myra.
Yeah, I like the sound of it.
That's a nice name.
I kind of like Myra, Marvin. That's a great idea.
Hey, Scott, I love you, man. Atlanta, come Friday. I got a small grievance with you.
Okay. I'll look forward to hearing your grievance. Be well. All right. Bye-bye. Tammy in Lewisburg. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I love your guys' show. I listen to you every day when I'm on my way home from work.
It's yours, and thank you.
And so I got a rescue dog about 9 years. She's 9 years old. Her name was Juno. And it was the Alaskan Juno, but we just spelled the name differently.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like the name. Yeah, J. So I couldn't spell the Alaskan Juno. So we went to Juno. Also, when you were talking about how your daughter and the new dog has the same name, yeah. I've actually caught myself yelling out my front door one of my kids' name when I should be out hollering for the dog.
Huh. All right.
Not knowing that I've done that, you know, I holler one of my kids' names looking for the dog. So
I think a lot of people do that, Tammy. When I'm with my mother, she'll go, Gina, Stacey, Craig.
My mom does that all the time.
I think that's a common thing. That's universal among mothers. It's funny that she mentions that. Scott, my parents did the inverse of what you've done with your dog, Maya. My parents would use names for us kids that they didn't end up using to name the pets. So we had a dog named Eli because my mom wanted to name me Eli, but my grandpa used to sing the song Elijah all the time. So my mom said no to the name, named the dog that. She wanted to name my sister Emma. That ended up not going that way. They went with Reagan instead and then named the dog.
Now there's
Emma.
A dog, Emma.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dog's name as the rejected children's
name.
So names.
We only have one rejected daughter's name in the kitty, and it's Jenna.
Yeah.
And that was going. That's what Shonda wanted to name Sarah.
Also, a very popular character in The Office. You know, you will come up with your name, Myra or May or.
I like Myra.
I really do too.
That's a good idea.
Because then it's just a little different.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen, I had a bunch of people reach out to me over the weekend about wanting to update us in a positive way about that horrible nutbag that stabbed the owner's son at Hayward's Barbecue in Shawnee last week. Mm-hmm. You remember the story. It is awful. Looney McLoon crazy guy.
ZZ Top reject.
Yep, walks in, was acting right out of the gate. First of all, he just looks like something's off. He just does. His appearance, whatever. He walks in with a backpack.
Okay.
And one of the workers has the wherewithal as he's like roaming around. And then he goes back into the back. And then there's like noise of a scuffle. She has the wherewithal. If you would pull up your Facebook DM, Scott, on Facebook. Okay. She has the wherewithal to set her phone on the counter and hit record. So part of the entire scuffle as they are, you know, fighting kind of back and
forth.
I'm
assuming this is not safe for air.
I would not air it. I just want you to watch it as I kind of break down what we're seeing. And then this is the topic this hour. You're going to see a man wearing overalls.
Big guy.
Older, bigger guy. You know, he looks like everybody's grandpa.
Yeah.
Like he clearly is local farmer guy, and he gets up. He is just a customer, Scott. He gets up. He goes back there to see what's going on. This entire thing is being recorded as this poor owner's son is getting stabbed. You will see the owner's son comes out. He's bleeding. They're trying to figure out what's going on. And Lunatic is still in that back area. If you picture any restaurant in the world where the bathrooms are.
He's just walked through the back door.
Yeah, it's like right back there where the bathrooms are. You know, there's like in every restaurant, you guys, there's like this little area in the back and you go left for the men's restroom, right for the women's restroom. Yeah. That's what this area looks like. Yeah. The guy in the overalls is the unsung hero of this entire story because he stands there and blocks that entryway.
I see that.
As if to say, look, dude, get the hell out of here. He doesn't know what's happening, Scott. He doesn't know if those two guys.
Oh, he comes back in.
He comes. The crazy guy leaves.
Bad guy comes back in.
Then the bad guy comes back in as calm as day after stabbing a man, goes back to the back, grabs his backpack.
Yep, I see that.
And then walks out calmly as if nothing has happened.
Wow.
And I also got a text over the weekend from our friends at the Lawrence Police Department where there was a Good Samaritan story there where someone jumped in to help somebody who was being attacked. And I want to ask you, how many people that are just sitting there eating, minding their own business, would have stood up and like used his body to wall off what was happening as if to say, be careful, don't come back here. We don't know what his motive is. We don't know what's going on with this guy.
Now, in fairness, the guy in the overalls, the Good Samaritan, he's a bigger guy. So he might have a physical advantage over somebody. And you're right. Great word usage. Shielded the bad guy from the victim.
Yep.
Do we have a motive, by the way?
No, the guy's crazy.
Just walked in and just...
Overall's Good Samaritan never lays hands on the guy. He doesn't get involved in any tussle. He just is there and stands.
Yeah.
And it allowed everyone else to call 911 to, you know, and thank God the woman who recorded this on her phone, because the entire thing is caught on tape.
I think most of us want to believe, especially the men in the audience, that we would do what Mr. Overalls did. I wonder if I would. I really do.
Guy has a knife.
I'm aware.
And Victim has just been stabbed.
And I don't.
And survived, by the way, went to the hospital, is expected to, you know, physically recover from those wounds.
Right.
I will remind you all, this nutbag is now charged with attempted murder.
Good.
All a string of things.
Good.
It was 1 year ago. He fired a gun inside of St. Luke's Hospital at a security guard.
913-586-7798. Would you have gotten involved? Would you have used yourself as a shield to protect this victim from his apparent assailant?
I'm in the same boat you're in, Scott. I would hope so. But I don't know, right? I mean, if it's a family member, if it was my wife in that position, then I'm a little bit more confident that I would put myself between that person in harm's way.
Well, if it's your wife,
exactly,
I would certainly hope.
Exactly. But if with a complete stranger in a situation like that, that fight or flight response kicks in, and until you're in that moment and you see how your body and your mind responds,
I mean, I got two
can't
daughters.
Say one way or the other.
You see also the victim here. I don't even know that he realized the extent of his injuries. Someone reached out over the weekend. I believe he had a punctured lung, and one of the knife, you know, where it went in was this far away from his heart.
Oh, my gosh. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Logan, my name's Scott here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Chiefs released their unofficial depth chart today, okay, ahead of their first preseason game. It is deep. Carson Steele, your boy, is still on the list. In fact, he is the only fullback on the team at the moment.
You can't let go of that lovely mane of hair.
Those locks. Locks of love. Okay. All right. Patrick Mahomes didn't make the cut.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Nick in Lenexa. Nick, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You're doing well.
Go ahead.
I just want to call and say my brother Toby is actually a bartender slash, I don't know, bouncer, moonlights at a bouncer sometimes there at Hayward's. And just from what you were talking about earlier, he's just honestly really, really upset that he wasn't there at the time when it happened. And he's one that would jump in and get involved right away.
It has to be traumatic, Nick, for every single person that works or loves someone who works there. You know that those smaller hometown restaurants are like families. And so 100%. Everybody is going to need therapy. My goodness, not just the people who witnessed it, because of the trauma of what that was.
Oh, for sure. Even though Toby wasn't there when it happened, like, he's dealing with trauma of just not being there to protect his friend.
Is there any word, has Toby told you what a potential motive might have been?
So from what I understand, the person that stabbed Riley was kind of doing a sponge bath for himself, completely naked in the restroom.
Yeah.
And Riley went in and said, hey, I need you out of I need you out of here. You can't be doing that. Then went back into his office. And then the guy came out of the bathroom and said something to the extent of, you've embarrassed me and how dare you, and just started stabbing him.
Nick, I also will say on behalf of this entire city, and we spoke about this pretty extensively on Friday, there is rage that this man was even out on the streets after firing a gun at a security guard inside one of our hospitals. I think the bond, he paid $7,000 or something and posted and got out. Yep. How this man was even out is mind-boggling to most of our listeners.
No, it's horrifying actually that can happen, and I get the whole innocent until proven guilty, but you know, situations like that, we know what they've done. They need to some extent prove that they're safe for the community before they're released.
Yes.
Well, but I mean, you could, and Nick, thank you for the call and the insight. You can make the argument about innocent until proven guilty about anyone and anything.
Sure.
But, I mean, we have two cases in this country right now, one out of Tennessee and the other out of Montana, if I'm not mistaken, where there are two men, both currently on the run, both wanted for quadruple homicides.
Yeah.
All right? Now, when they are arrested, and they will be, if they don't do themselves in beforehand, they are technically innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, they're also a danger to everyone around them.
Exactly right. That doesn't mean you don't get put into jail with no bond or with a very high bond.
And to Nick's point, we all know what happened in this case. We completely caught on tape because of the quick actions of one of the employees that set the phone down and hit record and then went to go help.
Yeah, smart.
You don't think there wasn't surveillance inside of St. Luke's?
Of course there was.
Near the security shack? So, yes, we can say all day long he was innocent until proven guilty in that case, caught on tape. Innocent until proven guilty in this case, caught on tape. It doesn't mean I want him roaming around the streets of Shawnee.
But where do you put him? Jackson County has a jail problem right now.
Okay. Yeah. You let someone out who maybe, I don't know, was speeding or had too much marijuana on them. I don't care who you let out to put someone like this in. Ask anyone in this town, should he have been behind bars after firing a gun inside of a hospital? My God, the answer is yes.
Eric Menendez is back in prison. Weeks ahead of his parole hearing, after an extended hospitalization, he had kidney stones, turns out. He was hospitalized on July 22nd. He's 54 years old. Eric and Lyle Menendez, you know their story. He had kidney stones. They have their next parole hearing on August 21st.
All right. I read something over the weekend that Trainwreck, the documentary on Netflix, is the guilty pleasure that people cannot stop watching.
Oh, yeah.
And why. And if you're wondering what is Trainwreck, think of any case that has been in the headlines where you're like, well, that's a train wreck.
Yeah.
All of the big,
well, Poop Cruise was a train wreck.
You know, Poop Cruise was a train wreck. Johnny Manziel and what happened with him after he signed Mr. Money Football Guy is a train wreck. All of these big cases that are sort of like a train wreck in that when you drive by it, you can't stop watching.
So Tom Ford, I think that's his name, the former mayor of Toronto is train wreck.
They're all on Netflix. Each episode is different. And I was reading this over the weekend, like, why can't we stop watching Trainwreck, one of the newest installments, and we got sucked right on in last night, is called Trainwreck Balloon Boy.
Oh, God.
What became of the Heaney family? And if you had said to me, Scott, do you remember a bunch of years ago there was like this flying saucer balloon thing in the air and they thought there was a kid in it? I could have said to you, oh, the Heaney family. I remember the name of the Heaney family. Do we have the trailer here? Logan, go ahead and play a little bit of it. Okay. That last,
all right, simmer down.
That last, well, Scott, he's not far off. That last quote was, in fact, Balloon Boy.
That was in 2009.
The stranger than fiction claim is backed up by footage from a news helicopter, which catches up with the balloon and starts live streaming the chase. When he says the whole nation stopped what they were doing, the president of the United States was giving a town hall. It was a live town hall. Every single news station, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they were all trained on the president. They all broke away for this Balloon Boy. And do you remember what other word came with Balloon Boy? It was the third word. Balloon Boy.
Hoax.
Hoax.
Yeah.
Because that thing landed and they asked the reporter, where is the child? Did he fall? Where is the child? And he says, It does not appear there is anyone in this balloon.
So did they end up going to prison?
Scott, they talked to the children who are now adults.
Yeah.
They talked to crazy Mr. Heaney, and he's just as crazy now as he was then.
Richard Heaney's his name.
They talked to the wife. They have the undercover video of the polygraph that the husband and wife were given. It is the dumbest hour. And you will not be able to stop watching it.
Will I ever get that hour back?
You will not.
Okay.
So if you're going to say to me, do you say run, do not walk?
What do you say? Is it a run?
These people are nuts. They're nuts.
They needed attention.
Yes.
What was the point of...
They really were building this as an experiment. They wanted to see if they could get a flying saucer to go up 20 feet. And it does go up 20 feet. And then this is all caught on tape because they had a camcorder.
It's not a flying saucer. It's a balloon.
One of the tethers breaks loose. And they're filming when it happens. And the thing just goes flying up into the air. Well, it's filled with helium. So game on. That thing starts flying. They've got the 911 call. And he goes, we made a homemade spacecraft thing. And my son, I think my son is inside it. And the operator goes, I'm sorry, what?
What?
We need to get a hold of someone at the FAA. We could not stop watching this thing. And that's why it's called train wreck. You don't care.
I know.
You don't
know.
Believe them. You don't believe a thing the family is saying. And we watch the entire thing.
Well, I mean, Poop Cruise is an hour of my life that I'll never get back.
But aren't you glad you watched it?
Oh, man, am I ever. Am I ever. 913-586-7798.
Do you think they lied?
Of course they did. Of course.
Because I'll tell you, if you're looking for some outcome on this, they still swear they thought the child was in that balloon.
No, there was something that happened. And
yes.
Now, granted, this is 16 years.
On Larry King Live.
The boy had a slip up.
Yes, on Larry King Live.
Where he let the truth out on accident, right?
He said, "How are you doing, buddy?" It was on Larry King Live, and it's okay. Wolf Blitzer.
That's right.
And the dad leans over to the little boy, Falcon, and says, "What were you thinking, buddy? Why were you hiding in the attic?" Remember, he was hiding in the attic the entire
time.
Yeah,
he goes, "Because you told me to."
He goes, "Because it was for the show."
Oh, that's right. It was for the show. Yeah.
The thinking was they were trying to get a reality TV show.
Okay.
Oh, and then all hell breaks loose after that Wolf Blitz. Wolf Blitzer goes, "I'm sorry, what did he just say?"
Yeah, I remember that. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from ABC News. A zoo in Denmark is asking for donations of small pets as food for its predators.
The
Aalborg Zoo, Aalborg Zoo.
We're not saying you could ship over your neighbor's chihuahua.
Said it is trying to mimic the natural food chain on the animals housed there for, quote, the sake of both animal welfare and professional integrity. The zoo in northern Denmark explained in a Facebook post that, quote, if you have a healthy animal that needs to be given away for various reasons, feel free to donate it to us.
Oh, my gosh.
They're specifically looking for guinea pigs, rabbits, and chickens.
Okay.
As possible donations.
Why does that feel, I mean, the circle of life is what it is, and predatory animals need to eat, but why does that feel
gross?
Yeah. Like an all call. I mean. Oh, my God.
Said the zoo in a statement, that way, nothing goes to waste.
Okay.
And we ensure natural behavior, nutrition, and well-being for our predators.
Okay, speaking of lists, when we come back in the 3 o'clock hour of the program, someone told a group of teachers very recently, right before the start of the school year, we no longer want you asking for wish list school supplies on Amazon. And we're going to talk about this in the 3 o'clock hour because we've all seen it on Facebook. Hi, I'm getting ready to start my first year of teaching. Here's my Amazon wish list for the classroom.
They're okay with the wish list. They don't want you using the school district or school's name.
Right. Which we're going to get to that because I want to help our young teachers. I do. We all do. Like, okay, let's all buy a pack of pencils on Amazon. How hard is that?
Right.
But the flip side of that is, the schools that we all pay property taxes to support should be providing the bare essentials for the teachers.
Then prepare to pay more in taxes. That's what
I think. They should just be better stewards of the money.
Well, Dana, you really want me to get on that soapbox again?
No, I don't. I'm just saying, like, it breaks my heart when teachers are saying we can't afford Kleenex. Mm-hmm. The teachers, God knows, on those salaries shouldn't have to pay a dime.
I don't disagree with you one bit.
Toward school supplies. Not a dime.
We have 105 counties in the state of Kansas.
I know.
We have more than 300 school districts.
It's too many. I know.
Leavenworth County, population 75,000, has 6 school districts, including Fort Leavenworth, that doesn't even have a high school.
Yeah.
But it has its own school district.
It's a problem.
Franklin County, where Ottawa is, population 25,000 people, 4 school districts.
It is one of many issues that our education system faces here in the United States that needs to be changed. It needs to be changed. Do you think if we consolidated that and got rid of all the superintendents and all of the assistant superintendents and the assistant to the assistant to the assistant superintendent, that teachers would no longer have to ask for help for their own classroom supplies.
In the far northwest corner of Kansas is St. Francis County. Population 1,000.
I never should have brought it up.
School districts? Two. Two school districts in a county with 1,000 people in it. It's broken.
It is broken. And teachers should not go broke paying for classroom supplies. But that's right. I would argue our property tax dollars already go to fund our schools. So there should be no need for an Amazon list. I'm not saying I won't support it because it shouldn't be the teachers paying for it.
I agree with you 100%. There is plenty of money wasted. I think I've just demonstrated three different places. Teachers should never have to go into, you know, Amazon or, you know, name the business and buy the stuff that they banner their elementary school classroom with, where it shows you a capital A and a lowercase a and a cursive big A,
yes,
and a cursive small a, you know, and all the way down through that, or a chart with all the presidents of the United States and a map of the United States. They shouldn't have to do that. And they wouldn't have to if Johnson County didn't have seven different school districts, including a couple that only have one high school. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.